whether you're a man or a woman, unless the feminine becomes alive in you, you will never experience the finer aspects of life. Well, in many parts of the world, they refer to the feminine as the weaker gender. But India is a nation, a culture, where we recognize the feminine as the Shakti, the ultimate power. So let us not think in terms of which is superior, which is inferior, which is a very rudimentary thought of what is superior when we're two parts of the same thing, that there is nobody here without the contribution from their mothers. So how can you say it is inferior or superior? There is nobody here who does not have the qualities of their father or their mother in them. So this dimension of masculine and feminine should never be seen as which is superior and which is inferior, but seeing them as two complementary dimensions of our existence. Here we are in Tennessee, at Tisha Institute of Inner Sciences. The weather is right now working towards its winter. All the leaves are largely gone from the trees. Temperatures just about maybe 5-6 degrees centigrade. Tomorrow it's going to snow. Tomorrow there's a darshan here and it's going to be snowing. Well, people would say this is bad weather. This is not bad weather, it's just weather. One more kind of weather, just like this. Masculine, feminine is just like this. It is not which is good, which is bad, which is high, which is low, which is good weather, which is bad weather, no. Rain and snow are very much part of the weather. As sunshine is, maybe because of the nature of your skin, you feel winter is a bad weather, it's not bad weather. So feminine is not a weaker dimension of our existence. It is just one half of us. Let's make this happen within you, that the masculine and the feminine are in equal proportions, so that you're a complete human being, experiencing the strength of life, at the same time knowing the refinement of your existence, experiencing gentler, subtler dimensions of existence too.